Today we celebrate the memorial of the Passion of St. John the Baptist, martyr. This great religious reformer was sent by God to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. His vocation was one of selfless giving. The only power that he claimed was the Spirit of God. Scripture tells us that many people followed John, looking to him for hope, perhaps in anticipation of some great messianic power. John never allowed himself the false honor of receiving these people for his own glory. He boldly spoke the truth in word and deed. St. John rebuked the behavior of Herod Antipas at having married his niece, who was also his half-brother's wife, saying, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herod placed John in prison. While John was incarcerated, he sent his disciples to Jesus to ask if he was the Messiah, to which Jesus replied that his actions spoke for themselves. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus told the onlookers that John is more than a prophet. After Herod had John beheaded, his disciples took his body and buried it. Today's memorial originates in the celebration of the dedication, perhaps on this day, of the Church of St. John at Sebastia in Samaria, where, according to tradition, John the Baptist was buried by his disciples. Since the martyrdom of John the Baptist to the present time, the kingdom of God has suffered violence and persecution at the hands of violent people. The blood of Christian martyrs throughout the ages bears witness to this fact. Their testimony to the truth of the gospel and their willingness to suffer and die for their faith proves victory rather than defeat for the kingdom of God. What fuels their faith and courage in the face of suffering, persecution, and death? They know and believe with the eyes of faith that nothing in this present world can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Each of us has a calling to which we must listen. No one will ever repeat the mission of John the Baptist, and yet all of us are called to that very mission. It is the role of the Christian to witness to Jesus. By our words and deeds, others should realize that we live in the joy of knowing that Jesus is Lord. We do not have to depend upon our own limited resources, but can draw strength from the vastness of Christ's saving grace. Let us pray that just like John the Baptist, we may always hold fast to the truth. May Jesus Christ be praised, now and forever.